AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Marines say it doesn't appear as if anyone survived the crash of a U.S. military helicopter in Nepal. We go live now to our Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Rita, Nepalese rescue crews found the Huey's wreckage early this morning, and the Pentagon says it does not believe anybody survived. There were six Marines on board, plus two Nepalese soldiers.
We've recovered no remains thus far. We have visually identified what appear to be two sets of remains.
Colonel Steve Warren here at the Pentagon says the chopper went down while delivering relief supplies in a very remote area, nearly inaccessible. He says the recovery will take some time and the search for this evening has been suspended, Rita.
Now to the latest in the Amtrak train derailment in Philadelphia. The NTSB wants to talk to the man at the controls, engineer Brandon Bastian, about why that train was going 106 miles per hour as it rounded a curve and flew off the rails, killing eight people. Bastian's best friend, James Weir, has spoken with him.
He couldn't talk to me much because he was in the ER, and he really didn't remember or know a whole lot at that time.
Like many others, Weir is trying to figure out what went wrong.
I don't think there's any foul play or anything like that. He was never one to do drugs. There's got to be something else.
He talked to WREG-TV in Memphis. Islamic militants have raised their black flag over the key city of Ramadi after chasing Iraqi security forces out of the main government compound there. In New York, a former top aide to Osama bin Laden has been sentenced to life in prison. Khalid al-Fawaz was convicted in the bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa, in which 224 people were killed, including 12 Americans. The Dow is up 1 point. This is AP Radio News. B.B. King, who died last night at the age of 89, was one of the most influential guitarists of the past century. Here's our Margie Zarletta.
Thrill is gone.
He started off on the radio as the Beale Street Blues Boy, then just Blues Boy, then B.B. King. If you didn't see him live, you weren't trying. King played as many as 300 nights a year for decades. After two men in a bar fought over a woman named Lucille, King named his guitar and all subsequent guitars Lucille. King said in a 2006 AP interview, the original Lucille was stolen from the trunk of his Oldsmobile.
That year, you could take any trunk key of General Motors and open the trunk. I didn't know it until then, but it was too late when I found out.
I'm Archie Zarletta.
David Letterman's band leader Paul Schaefer jokingly calls Letterman's long string of farewell shows the longest funeral in history. Letterman retires next week, and he's doing a string of goodbye show with final guests. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
During Lowe's Pro Savings Days, save more on what goes into the job. Add power to your lineup with a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Plus, get up to 35% off select major appliances from Whirlpool, Maytag, and more. Get the job done right. Keep more in your pocket. That's Pro Savings Days. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/27. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.